Trotts Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and for a reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And welcome to this week's edition of Trotts Talk. It's Wednesday, October 11. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Plenty of harness racing action this week.
Well, we've got the Victoria Cup coming up on Saturday night. This is the change now. They've moved it from February, and it already looks like it could be a good time of the year for it.
Yeah, I certainly think so. So, look, you just got to look at the field that it's attracted. And, you know, they only released the date change only a couple of months ago. So, yeah, really strong field. The draw for this Grand Circuit race was conducted yesterday. And the favourite, Lenny the Shark, he drew barrier one. And didn't he firm in the market after getting that barrier draw?
We had Chris Alford on Sunday morning on Pacing Rewind. Mick Girham was with me as well. And I kicked myself. Mick said we should have had something on the $2.40 all in, and I was too slow, didn't have a Zach on it. He's now $1.35 and come up with barrier one.
Yeah, there you go. And look, the way he won last week, which was his first start back from a spell, he won at Melton last Friday night. Geez, he looks strong. And, you know, a big thing to say, because Lenny the Shark has been very impressive in all his victories, but I don't think I've ever seen him look as good as that, and he just ran away from them. So, yeah, big warning for this Victoria Cup. I'll give you the field in barrier draw order, just in case for those people that haven't had a chance to look at the field. You've got Lenny the Shark in barrier one, Amaretto in barrier two, and she will be driven by Ashley Grives, who still has a share in the horse. Galactic Stars, barrier three. Code Black in four. Tiger Tara in barrier five. Major Crocker in six. San Carlo in barrier seven. The First Emergency, Flaming Flutter, is in eight. We've got Yaya's Hotspot in barrier nine. Myfield Marshall in 10. Mr. Mojito in 11. Burn a Hole in My Pocket in 12. And number 13 is TCB McRae. So, yeah, really hot field. I still think there's plenty of value in this race, Simon. Tiger Tara is one of the New South Wales leading chances. He's currently at $18 the win and $3.61 the place. So even if he went each way, I think he's good value. He beat Lenny the Shark in his last start. And that was up at Albion Park in that Blacks of Fake final. And Tiger Tara did a stack of work. He is going into this race first up from a spell, but he did privately trial last Saturday, and reports are that the horse is in really good shape. So I think you can get some good value for him. You know, Myfield Marshall ran a cracking race to finish second last week to Lenny, and he's at good value as well. So, you know, you could probably, you know, if you missed that $2.40 like you did, Simon, you could, there's certainly some good examples. Bets you can have in this race.
Barrier five, that's not too bad for Tiger Tara, is it?
No, and you know, he does go forward in his races. I'm not saying he will go forward because they might change tactics, I'm not sure, particularly with Lenny going forward, but he is a horse that can do work. And you know, sometimes when you are sitting outside them in what they call the death seat, you can really control the tempo of the race. So, I think he's right in the race, and I just think he's really good odds as well.
So that's the Victoria Cup at Tab Court Park, Melton, on Saturday night. We're getting closer to the New Zealand Cup, Amanda, and we had that small field of five in the Canterbury Classic from New Zealand last Friday night. Lazarus, he looks right on song.
Yeah, he certainly does. So he did win that Canterbury Classic, and he zipped home 26-1 to take out the feature. He was already in the top-ranked horse for the New Zealand Cup, being the defending champion. That race will take place on November 14 this year, and it is really shaping up as a good race. In that Canterbury Classic last week, Have Faith in Me finished second, and Our Dream About Me ran third, and they're all amongst the top four rankings for this year's New Zealand Cup. A horse that did disappoint some onlookers was Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen's horse, Heaven Rocks, who dropped out, and he finished last in that race, and he looked a bit proppy in the run, and initial fears was that he'd broken down. That's what you ultimately think straight away, but it seems as though it was just a bout of greasy heel that made him pace roughly. So at this stage, it looks like he's still on track for the New Zealand Cup. The only Aussie horse nominated in this race is Tiger Tara, and he's currently ranked in fifth, which I'm not sure, you know, a trip across to New Zealand is yet to be confirmed for this horse. He's got a lot going on, obviously Vic Cup this weekend, and he's also nominated for the Perth Inter Dominion.
Greasy Heel, gee, there's another one you can add to the book for how you can do your day. What is Greasy Heel? I've never heard of it.
Sometimes they can get it in, you know, just standing around in the paddock if they're in wet conditions, and you know, it's just inside on the back of their hoof. They get a slight infection, and it can be quite painful for some horses, but you know, all horses have different pain tolerances. Some horses, you know, can get through it quite fine, but sometimes it can get quite severe. But yeah, particularly when a horse has been in, you know, sort of a wet area, the area hasn't been dried, they can develop greasy heel. So
it's a bit like the human equivalent of tinea.
Yeah, something you could compare it to that. But yeah, a bit more, well, I guess a worst case scenario of tinea.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing Lazarus in the New Zealand Cup, and most importantly, Amanda coming over here for the Interdom, where the second rankings have just been released.
Yeah, they were released last week. So the Perth Inter Dominion, the heat, will kick off on November 24 over in Western Australia, obviously. And only the top 30 ranked horses will go through into those heats. And what's great about Lazarus is that Connections have already paid for the first continuation fee. So that's a strong indication that Lazarus will be heading over to Perth. Connections of Tiger Tara have done the same, as well as our Waikiki Beach. So, Tiger Tara, he's still ranked in sixth after being ranked fifth. So that's probably the top New South Wales hope. There wasn't much change in those second racing rankings for the top sort of graded horses. The only one that bumped up into the top 10 was Victorian Pacer Major Crocker, who went from being ranked 12 to 10. So, yeah, keep an eye out on that one.
Yeah, high D17, fast approaching. And I tell you what else is fast approaching, Amanda, the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards Night.
Yeah, it really is. It's just sort of sprung up. It's taking place on October 28 at the Hilton, Sydney. Johnny Tapp is the MC, so I can't wait for that. I love Johnny Tapp. And a new award that will be given out at this awards night is the TAB Kevin Newman Award for Driving Excellence. So it's basically a People's Choice Award for the best drive of last season. And we called for nominations on Facebook, and they've been narrowed down to 5 drives now. So the public get to vote again through SurveyMonkey on those top 5 drives. And the drivers are Jeff Simpson, Brad Elder, Darren Hancock, Chris Geary, and Ray Walker. So all different types of races, from feature races to just, you know, your normal run-of-the-mill races. But, all really good drives. And those that vote get to go in a draw to win a $2,000 TAB voucher. So, yeah, pretty good incentive to have a vote in for this award. And all you've got to do is jump online. So that will be all launched today on Harness Racing New South Wales Facebook page. So make sure you keep out an eye for that one.
Yeah, $2,000 jumping into your TAB account this time of the year. It wouldn't take long, would it?
No, it wouldn't at all.
good stuff. And at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, closer to home on Saturday night, Amanda, we've got the Group 3 Piccadilly Princess Stakes, where the TAB fixed odds have put Miss Vera Mack up as the $2.60 favourite ahead of Miss Riviera Bell at $2.80.
Yeah, some really, really quality mares heading around in this Group 3 race. You know, you've got your outside draw horses, your 9 My Lucky Bell, 10 Miss Vera Mack, and the 11 Miss Riviera Bell. They're probably the strongest mares in the race. But look, there's still some really good value here, Simon, as well. I like the 6. That's My Money Honey. I'm not sure if she can win, but she's certainly great at an each-way bet and for the value. She's $19 to win, $3.60 the place. She ran second last week. It was a good run. The week before, she ran 9th but had nowhere to go. She was running over the top of them. She was very unlucky. So I just think she's one you can add to the mix as well as the 7 Delightful Jade, who's $2.75 the place. She can run an honest race too. So, feature racing continues at Menangle, but plenty of eyes will be at Tabcorp Park, Melton as well with the Victoria Cup.
And as always, at 10:35 Saturday morning, following Paul's The Waterley Quiz, Amanda, we'll preview every race at Menangle with you.
Yes, you will. Actually, this Saturday, it won't be me. It'll be Michael Dummerzy.
You're off, are you?
Holidays this week.
Ah.
Having a bit of a spell.
Yeah, okay then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when do you come back?
I'll be back the week after.
Oh, okay then, Amanda. Well, enjoy your weekend and enjoy the week ahead, and we'll chat when you get back.
Sounds great. Thank you, Simon.